Saul, Saul, why are you killing the Christians? Is that so? No? What did the Lord say to Saul? Now tell me, how can Saul, a man of flesh and blood, persecute Jesus, the man in the glory? Literally speaking, he could do that. But inasmuch you've done it to the least of those who believe in me, you've done it unto me. So when he was killing Christians and persecuting them, whom was he coming against? The Lord. If you come against the body, you come against the head. So when Jesus says, I thirst, that is continued in his people. But yet he said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. What will happen to them? They shall be filled. That is what God is trying to do today. There's going to be a people in this country and across the earth that God's going to raise up. And their main aim is not to make a name for themselves. Their main aim is not to follow the ways of the world. Their aim is to decrease so that Christ can increase. And that's why there'll be no big eyes and little U's in this last move of God. No flesh is going to glory.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you.
That's why God's going to use obscure men and women in these last days, including people in small Lottie, Florida, not just Jacksonville. I know he has people in Jacksonville. But who can think that any good thing will come out of Lottie, Florida?
That's right.
Hold on. Stand still and you will see in due time. But God is working on us now, putting us through our preparation process now. And he's still telling us, I'm thirsty for your fellowship. I'm thirsty for you to stop your busyness and get alone with me. And what did David, the man after God's own heart, say? As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. He's still thirsty today. But the last invitation is, and whosoever is thirsty, let him come unto me and drink. But he gave an outstanding promise. In the last day of the feast, John chapter 7, he cried with a loud voice, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and what? Drink. As the scripture has said, out of his innermost being shall what?
Flow.
Flow what? Rivers of living water. But this spoke he of the Spirit. For the Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. I want to tell you something. God is emptying us out of all the dregs inside of us. And as we are hungering and thirsting, we're going to experience such a flow of the quickening streams of life that from our innermost being will flow words. I had a taste of this in the hospital, as I shared with you earlier. I was speaking things beyond my natural mind. And I had a boldness to tell some people a few things that they didn't like, but I didn't do it in a condemnatory way. I said it in love. You know, by nature, I don't like to create a problem with anybody. I am a peace lover. And I try to bear up at times, you know. But after I went through what I went through, I had a boldness I didn't have before. I had an understanding that was sharper. And God was trying to show me that I need to stand up for him, whether people like it or not. Because I'm not defending myself, I'm representing him. And I'm not seeking to win friends and influence people. That's Dale Carnegie psychology. We're not in psychology or psychiatry.
Right.
Too much of that. They're only dealing with the outer surface of our problems. They don't get down to the heart of it. And God will do the same thing for you.
Thank you.
Today is day 126. We know not what awaits us in the rest of this year. But it doesn't matter. Are we in his hands?
Amen.
Are we hungering and thirsting after him? My. God bless you. Thank you for your patience. It doesn't matter if I don't finish. It's okay. God knows what we need this morning.
Thank you.
So, I pray we will thank the Lord for showing us the way. All of us have to point to the way, but he's the way. Amen? And he has opened a path for us. And the same way he sacrificed for us, we're to sacrifice for others. James says we're to lay down our lives for the brethren. If you love your life, your soul life, you will lose it. But if you lose it, you will find it. Praise God. That can only come through the work of the cross and the power of God's Spirit.